This is the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local. It's clouded up now in downtown Grand Rapids. Hope the sun's still shining where you are. But I tell you what, that doesn't slow me down at all from getting out in that backyard, firing up that grill, create a little grill envy. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Brian, thanks a lot to Brian Fonger, our producer here, doing a great job at the controls. And thanks again to Matt from, actually, Fenton, you live in now?
Plymouth.
Plymouth. Okay, close. Or no, not actually.
No, it's a little farther north than where I'm at, but I know where it is. So.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of another town, but it's not Ann Arbor. So anyway, thanks for driving over this morning. Two-hour drive and brought us over some beautiful beer from Blue Point. What a cool! I've never even heard of that microbrewery. And it's got to be pretty big because you're in 14 states.
Yeah, Michigan was the 14th, just like at the end, like I said, at the end of last year. And after 2010, we were the 37th largest independently owned craft brewery in the U.S. So we'll actually bump up a few spots when the 2011 numbers come out, which should be in April sometime. So we'll move up, we'll probably be lower 30s this time around.
So you're probably about the size of Bell's.
No. Actually, Bell's is much bigger. They did 183,000 barrels this past year, whereas we did our 51. So they're good. Okay. No, they're top 10 now.
I thought they were, but yep. I was trying to be gracious.
Oh, so. Well, appreciate it. But and they're in a few more states than
you're
us,
right.
Too. So.
They're nothing like Bell's. Yeah, New York guys.
So, Bob, I went down to the freezer last night to pull some meat out, and I knew I knew we were going to talk about this today, and I looked around, and I've got turkey, I've got some salmon down there, I had a little goose left. I did not get a deer this year, so I don't have any venison, but got a lot of things, a fish I've got down there. So there's a lot of things that right now we were going to dive into the freezer and maybe take a crack at, but what I want to talk about specifically is turkey. It's kind of an overlooked meat on the grill, in my opinion. When you think turkey, you think a big Thanksgiving deal where you're roasting it and you're baking it in the oven. And to me, I think that turkey on the grill is there's two ways I like it. I like it smoked, and I like it made into jerky. But what are your thoughts on turkey on the grill?
Oh, well, if it's wild turkey, I'm just going to use the breast.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely going to smoke it.
Okay. And you're going to do a heavy smoke on it? You're going to do light? How long? Let's break that down a little bit.
It depends on if you're leaving the skin on it or not.
Okay.
Some people will take the skin off and wrap it in bacon.
Okay.
Bacon. Like good on everything,
right?
Beer. Yeah. I heard somebody even put it in their beer once.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't just right before Christmas. I think. I saw that. Or, no, I was there. Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. I like smoking wild game, any kind of wild meats. The goose that we did at the Hunt and Time Expo.
Right.
That I did on my tech. And I don't know, how'd that taste? I didn't even get to taste it.
No, it was fantastic. And all we did there is our friends at Old World Olive Press had given us some balsamic vinegars, and we had a pomegranate balsamic, and I simply took the cubed up that goose breast that I had and put it in a Ziploc bag and poured a bottle of that balsamic on there, and we left it in about 3 hours. And that pomegranate flavor penetrated, but you know, when you take it out and you drain the balsamic off it, you get a little bit of the vinegar, but you got more of the fruit flavor that was in the vinegar. And I tell you what, we were getting fond reviews of that when we were cutting it up and giving it to the public.
And those came out of your freezer.
They did, exactly.
I mean, great use right there. That's kind of the prime example that I was thinking of when I decided to do this section on the show. It's kind of like, well, you know what, especially with the balsamics and flavored EVOs, what a great thing for game. With a little freezer burn maybe, or maybe just, you know, maybe it is a year and a half old. It's still good, actually. There's your time for your marinade.
Right, because the marinade will put some more juice back in it or a little more flavor profile on it. You know, I'm not a big fan of frozen meat that's been in over 6 or 8 months, but we all have it, right? So if you're going to pull it out and rather than throw it away,
you know,
if you put a little marinade on it, you can dress it up and make it a very good
piece
on the grill.
And the key is your freezer a self-defrosting freezer? Mine is really old. It was from my in-laws when we got married. They got a new one and gave it to us. This thing's got to be 30 years old. It works great, but it does not self-defrost. I have to do it once a year. The good news is you don't get freezer burn so bad from a freezer that does not self-defrost because it's not always warming up to heat off that frost. So if you've got an old-school freezer, you can keep meat in there for 2 years, and you'll pull it out. I guarantee you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, my deep freeze is the same way. It's not self-defrosting. So I got one of those little chest freezers,
yeah.
You know, and that's where I keep all
that stuff.
You put stuff
in the bottom of that thing?
Right.
Shoot, Jimmy Hoffa could be down there.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend marinating any of that, but it might have been when it got in there. But anyway, so, you know, whatever you've got down there, if you've got a question, hit us on the Facebook or send us a note on thegrillingguys.com. You know, we've got the Grilling Club that's going to kick off here in March. We're going to be doing our first meeting at Schmoe's. We're going to be getting a notice out about that. But if you hit us on thegrillingguys.com, you still got time to sign up for that and be a part of that, because what we're trying to do there is just put together a group of like-minded people that enjoy barbecuing, enjoy sharing a little technique and a little recipe with one another, and just getting together and making this a social club.
That's right. That's March 14th at 6 p.m. at Schmoe's, the very first Grilling Guys Club meeting.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. You know, coming up next week, we've got one of our most favorite outings of the year. We're going to be at the Winter Beer Festival up at Fifth Third Park. Unfortunately, it's sold out, and if you're one of the lucky 4,000 to get a ticket, you're going to be up there. But we're going to have lots of interviews with a lot of different brewers up there. So coming up next, we're going to break that down. We're going to talk a little bit about Gilda's Club and then our friends out at Vicky's Pasty Shop. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
And I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.